The huge winter storm that caked Charlotte in snow, sleet, and ice is gone, but some of its effects are sticking around this morning. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to discuss what that means for roads, power lines, the airport, and maybe even Valentine's Day. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. I can just see the people either rolling their eyes or perking up at that exact moment because of that.
First, what do people hitting the roads this morning need to know?
The biggest key is black ice. So since we had all of the snow that came down over the past couple of days, but then it warmed up yesterday to start melting that down. I noticed even just walking over here, that a lot of that snow has switched into ice. And the National Weather Service is warning this could be a serious problem this morning. There's actually kind of an advisory in effect until about 10 o'clock saying watch out for that black ice on the roads. But so far, traffic has looked pretty light. I-77 near Uptown and I-277 are clogged a bit, but, nothing to write grandma about. That's kind of standard.
All right. And speaking of clogged roads, Charlotte-Mecklenburg police have started towing abandoned vehicles. How many are left out there?
Not many. A city spokesman says fewer than 10. Now, this, of course, was not a widespread thing like it was in Atlanta a few weeks ago, but it was a problem. There were cars that you would see around town who either were stuck or were abandoned. And if you do get towed, the fee is $85. You can call 311 to find out where your car is. And that $85 basically is that towing companies need to make a buck. The city spokesman said they won't do it for free. But alternatively, there are some lots that are a lot more expensive, so at least it's only $85.
All right. Now, a lot of kids are getting another day off from school today. How many schools are closed?
It looks like most all of them. That includes Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. If you're not sure about yours, you can check our website, WFAE.org. We've been continuously updating what's going on, and we have a link that shows all the schools that are closed. And as far as makeup days go, CMS has said on its Facebook page that it may shorten spring break. Kevin, you can probably guess how parents have responded to that possibility.
And probably all the parents that already bought plane tickets for spring break.
Exactly.
How about power outages?
I really think that Mecklenburg County got lucky with that. At one point yesterday, we got up to 14,000 outages, which is, no small number. But at the same time, you think about how big our county is. And we're down to about 350 total now. So it seems like that's a problem that has largely been solved, especially when you compare to eastern North Carolina and eastern South Carolina, where Wilmington, for example, still has about 14,000 outages. And that number has actually gone up over just the past couple of hours. And even worse news, Duke Energy has told some of the folks down there that they might not get the lights back on until tomorrow night.
Okay. Now, the airport has been a bit of a mess, too, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You had about 1,000 people sleep over there last night. They had some cots to use, and the airport was doing everything it could to make them comfortable. And it's trying to get back to normal today. So far, things are looking better, but cancellations have increased a little bit over the past few hours. We now have a little less than 15% of outgoing flights today that have been canceled, and a little less than 20% of incoming flights that have been canceled. And as soon as we get more updates on that, we'll definitely let you guys know on the air and on our website.
All right, Michael, and it is Valentine's Day, so let's say you and that special someone want to go tie the knot. Are the courthouses open?
So I've got some great news, or awful news, depending on what you think of the whole married on Valentine's Day cliche. You can tie the knot today. The Mecklenburg County Register of Deeds office will open at 10 o'clock. That's an hour later than usual, but, hey, that gives you that extra hour to think about how long forever might last. And the Register of Deeds will be open until 5 o'clock today.
Okay, so a lot of strange things going on because of the weather. When do we expect things to get back to normal?
Well, if you get married today, normal will change, and it'll never exactly be the same.
Right.
Weather-wise, there's a good chance that as the temperature warms up during the course of the day today, the ice that's left will melt, will start breaking down. And so the State Department of Transportation, what they have been saying is sometime over the course of the weekend, could even be as soon as tomorrow, roads should be in much better shape. We should be getting back to a place where, this is something that's easy to handle, and it's less of, just a daunting task to try to just figure out how do I get to somewhere and what's open.